about 50 nurses gathered outside the courthouse, some with children in tow. Nurses were protesting a felony charge lodged against a former St. Mary's nurse who faces a possible 6 years behind bars. 41-year-old Julie Tao gave medication the wrong way, resulting in the death of a young woman who was giving birth.
She loved her job. She loves her job.
That's Jennifer Burian, who works as an RN at another Madison hospital and knows Tao.
To think that you're going to come to work and possibly be charged and put in prison for a mistake is just, we will lose nurses. We will lose nurses.
Nurses near retirement say the case gives them one more reason to leave a profession where some say they feel overworked or overwhelmed by new technology. Robin Matthews works at St. Mary's along with the defendant.
I thought that I would work to 65, but we're human beings, we're not robots. And everyone makes mistakes.
Prosecutors say Tao made multiple mistakes which contributed to 16-year-old Jasmine Gant's death. A criminal complaint says she disregarded a bright warning sign on medication, had no authorization to remove lethal chemicals from a locked storage room, and also did not scan a barcode to identify medication. Assistant Attorney General Eric DeFort.
The defendant made several dangerous decisions, not just a simple decision, but several.
This wasn't the only error Tao made that resulted in a brush with the law. Prosecutors point out the defendant has a misdemeanor conviction for retail theft 3 years ago and was arrested on a similar charge before that. The defense attorney responded by calling the comment an attempt to prejudice the jury pool. Tao is free on signature bond. She faces a charge of causing great bodily harm by neglecting a patient. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.